You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori & Murad, can help you to draft a last will and testament, put together a living trust, or set up a medical power of attorney. Schedule a consultation for free right now with their attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention us and get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on a Football Friday. We've got a little under an hour to spend with you today, so we're going to make our predictions for the season and for Sunday's game here in our final few minutes. For the Virginia Tech football fans out there, Tech Talk is coming your way in 17 minutes right here on The Fan, so make sure you are locked in for that this evening. Danny, I want to zero in on some Commanders that could have some big games here in a moment, but first things first, we got our first taste of NFL activity last night. I know you had another fantasy draft. Which is inexplicable and is crazy that was happening during a game. Other than the Commanders this weekend, what is your NFL matchup that you're most excited about?
There are. The beauty of this opening weekend is the NFL, this big organization, they know what they're doing. There are a bunch of marquee matchups, and in almost any other week would be the matchup, but it's a Sunday night one for me. It's Baltimore-Buffalo. They've had epic battles. These are two of the five best teams in the sport, and you kind of have that whole preamble all weekend long leading up to that one. That's my one seed.
I think we're going to find the most out about two teams in that Vikings-Bears game. It's going to be our first chance to see J.J. McCarthy as a starting quarterback on the road at Soldier Field against a decent Chicago defense. If he comes out and just looks comfortable and competent and he puts up numbies for Kevin O'Connell, then you feel like he's going to be okay. And if that's the case, that Minnesota team should be able to be a playoff caliber club in the NFC this year. Meanwhile, on the other side of the field in Chicago, where they're hosting a divisional game to start the Ben Johnson era, we've heard so much negativity about Caleb Williams. We've seen so much negativity by way of preseason performances and, you know, the comical videos that come out of him trying to throw the ball at the net and throwing a fit practice. Like this stuff that we shouldn't see, that shouldn't get leaked, that is just piling on at this point.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it, though, for me, feels overdone. Like some of the negativity at times of a practice that don't really matter, or you know, how much does the preseason really mean in the grand scheme of things? My guess is they threw a lot at him to see what he was good at, to see what he wasn't. Now you peel some of that playbook back, and you dumb things down, sounds wrong, but basically you find out what does he excel at, and you run that as often as possible. Instead of having 80, 90 plays going into the game, let's make it 65, 70 that he really likes. And I think he's going to look a lot better than people think, and that offense will be okay in game one under Ben Johnson. But we're going to find out this weekend at least what that marriage is going to look like early this fall. I cannot wait for that.
I mean, you saw the talent. This is what I keep coming back to. Think of that Washington game, right, where he wasn't doing much all game. Neither offense was, for the most part, to be honest with you. That under 5 minutes where they drove down and took the lead, where he made play after play after play, whether it was a dime from the pocket, whether it was escaping for time, whether it was scrambles for first downs, just a whole bunch of big plays, and you kind of went, it may not be this year. And it wasn't going to be, by the way. They got broken after that Hail Mary. But I'll be damned if it's not worth pursuing, just thinking about how talented that guy is. I always say this about in sports in general. The worst thing an athlete can do, non-criminal division, but the worst thing an athlete can do is not fulfill the expectations that he or she may not even be responsible for setting. That's always the biggest sin to us. So we went from, this is the guy that's round one, pick one. That's obvious. He's generational. He's perfect. He's awesome. He's the best prospect since this. And he has a bad rookie year by just the standards of the other rookies in that class. I mean, what Bo Nix did, what Jaden Daniels did, what a whole bunch of other guys did, it pales in comparison, and his coach got fired. So we're now out on Caleb Williams. No. This is still an excellent prospect. I think the marriage this year will be much better. You're going to find a pretty good offense, I think, with some versatility, with some weapons. They've still got some pieces there. And, you know, I still think they're the fourth best team and maybe the best division in football, but they'll be a lot better this year. And I think Ben Johnson will have his hand in it.
There are also so many teams that have gotten it right with the head coach hire, with a quarterback hire, in worse processes. Right, where they drafted a Heisman Trophy winning can't miss athlete at number one. That's what you're supposed to do. They made the big trade, the big swing. They traded up with the Panthers to go get Caleb Williams, I guess after that big trade, I should say, and the ammunition, you know, they were able to stick and pick and use that Carolina pick to get Caleb Williams. With Ben Johnson, they did the thing you're supposed to do.
Yep.
The generational play caller, the elite offensive player you compare with the quarterback. You know, this guy that played in the league and played quarterback collegiately in Ben Johnson's case, marrying together to see the game similarly and study tape every night together. This is what everyone says makes the most sense. If it doesn't work for the Bears, I don't know, man.
If they don't get a 4,000-yard passer this year,
right?
Maybe follow the Cubs.
If a 1-1 pick at quarterback who was can't miss and the best coordinator who was available over a 5-year or so span as a coaching candidate can't make this thing work over the next couple of seasons, then it's going to feel like it's never going to work for the Chicago Bears. So in some small way, I'm rooting for that fan base. All right, let's get to our G&D poll of the day, presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Local, long distance, residential, or commercial. 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. Our poll of the day helps us to lock in on the New York Giants. Of their best players, who are you most worried about wrecking the game against Washington? Malik Nabers at receiver, 29 targets, 15 catches, 2 games against the Commanders last year. Dexter Lawrence, a perennial All-Pro who might be the best defensive tackle in the National Football League. Russell Wilson, we just talked about him, game one, with a team that is entrusting him with its offense. And then Brian Burns, their defensive end, who got 65-plus pressures last season off of the edge of the Giants' defense. Somebody takes over and has a monster game, who do you worry about?
Yeah, with all due respect to that defensive front, there are two guys up there that are really good, and we haven't even mentioned Abdul Carter yet, but Lawrence is a badass. Burns is a really, really good player. It's Malik Nabers for me. He has been a terror against Washington with garbage thrown in the football from last year. And I'm not saying that Russell Wilson is a superstar at this point, but it's good enough to get that guy the football. Brian Daboll knows where his bread is buttered, and it's with Malik Nabers. Double-digit catches in that first one last year. Should have been the 11th, which should have been the fourth down conversion. Washington never gets the ball. We never have a happy ending in game number two. He is really, really, really good, and I don't think any team has anyone that can really cover that guy, let alone Washington. I like what they did at corner. I'm excited about Amos and Jonathan Jones and company. I'm still, holding out judgment and reserving some nervousness about Lattimore actually being the guy that we all hope he is for a whole season. But they're better on paper, but not good enough to stop Nabers.
Yeah, I feel a lot better about their secondary defending Nabers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Timeout. It was a no contest. Washington just had to throw in the towel. He was targeted in game one last year against DC 55% of the time on routes run. Game two was stark, ridiculous. Never seen anything like it. 69% of the time he was targeted on routes run, which was the most in a game since 2016. But they have upgraded to your point. You've got Sandra still, I think, is going to be really good in the nickel. Amos looks like the real deal. Lattimore looks healthier. I don't think they're going to shut him down. I don't know how many teams are going to this year. He also hasn't been 100% in practicing constantly over the last week and a half, 2 weeks. So maybe, just maybe, you're catching him at a good time. My answer is Dexter Lawrence. We talked earlier about some of the areas where the Commanders didn't take August as seriously as maybe they could have or aren't completely up to 100% because they didn't have a lot of practice time together. What about the offensive line? I mean, Brandon Coleman missed a lot of time in August. He's going to start for the first time at left guard. On the other side, at right guard, I think they roll with Nick Allegretti, who they're eventually going to move to a backup role as their backup center and guard at both spots. Against Lawrence, you're basically debuting two guys at new positions. Two of the three interior linemen were not starters at those spots last year. This is a guy that takes over games against Pro Bowl interior linemen. That I worry about a little bit. So Lawrence would be the answer for me. Right now, 52% of respondents are saying Malik Nabers, 35% are saying Dexter Lawrence, 10% Russell Wilson, and just 3% are saying the edge, Brian Burns, among the Giants that scare you the most going into Sunday's matchup at Northwest Stadium. Again, that's our poll of the day presented by Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting and take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. Danny, what is your season win prediction for the Commanders this year?
They win 9 games. This is a 9-8 team. They will start 0-2 and go 9-6 after that. The schedule is difficult. The fortuitous, unbelievably good fortune that happened last year, pulling games out of their tuchus, not because Jaden Daniels got the ball late in the fourth quarter, but because of Hail Marys, of pulled quads of kickers, of dropped two-point conversions, of crazy fourth down percentages, of incredible health for veterans that have been oft injured. Some of that regresses, and not necessarily in a positive way. I still think we'll feel really good about Jaden Daniels. Hopefully we'll be able to take a big picture view and feel really good about the direction. But I think this year is a little bit more of a Houston Texans year two, really before a great leap can be made in the following season. So I've got a slightly disappointing 9-8.
I've got them going 10-7 as a wild card team making the playoffs. I don't think they'll be good enough to catch Philly and win the division. They'd probably have to sweep the Eagles to do that, which feels unrealistic. But I like 10 wins, and I like a postseason berth. I'm betting on Daniels being exceptional and staying healthy. I mean, if those two things happen, I think the floor here is probably your 9 or so win prediction. Because if he plays 17 games and they don't win 9 games, in my opinion, it means he just didn't play near at the level that he did last year. Because there were so many winning time moments and so many spectacular finishes where he just kind of took over. Think back to that Falcons game. That's one of those games for years yep. around here that could have and should have been a loss. I mean, they would have lost that for 25 years or so. But he just kind of said, hey, guys, I'm going to win. So if you want to do that, you can do it too, but, like, I'm going to win this game, and I'll see you in the end zone after overtime.
Yeah, Cliff, call a play. Just kidding. Just say Jaden.
Right.
I got it.
I mean, that's what happened, by
that's
the way.
That's what happened.
They
Seriously.
Called plays. They didn't run those plays, and Jaden Daniels just pulled the ball down. It was like high school football and just took off, basically. There's going to be some of those moments where he's just that dude and better than a lot of the other people on the field. And, you know, with that in mind, I think there's enough games on the schedule, even though their schedule is harder, we've talked about that, against teams like a Miami as an example or someone that, you know, it's a middling team that's comparable, that it's going to be tight, and they got the guy that I think might put them over the top. The other part is I do think they're better on the offensive line as the year goes on. I think it'll be a strength. I do think they're better in the corner room. You heard Adam Peters on this show yesterday say he thinks they have one of the best safety rooms in the league. I don't know that I would go that far, but I certainly understand the confidence. They're deep. They've got a lot of personnel they like in that spot. My questions are pass rush off the edge, where Von Miller may well be a big-time solution for them. You predicted yesterday he'd have 10 sacks. And then on offense, I worry about Zach Ertz staying healthy, and if he's not available, such a big part of their offense, can Ben Sinnott or somebody else step up and replace him? Because if Ertz were to go down and Sinnott's not ready for the bright lights, I mean, think about how different their offense looks if they don't have, you know, that third down chain moving war daddy to kind of keep everybody honest and help out the receiving core. A receiving core, by the way, where Noah Brown's in question right now and Terry McLaurin may or may not be on a pitch count. So those are some of the issues I have going in. But I do think, I wonder if you agree with this, I think they'll be so much better off 10 weeks from now than they are right now.
I agree.
Just based on not really taking August as seriously as I wish they would, and also the fact that McLaurin and the offense were never together for so long.
That's where I'm at. I think their best football is ahead of them. I don't think it's going to happen over this. They're going to play two games in less than 1 week. One,
but just do the Eagles thing from last night. Like, just win a game when you're you know, without style points, and you know, you add enough of those up, you birdie those holes, it works out.
100%. I mean, so this one to me is actually pivotal. I hate to say that for your opener. I mean, you want to get off to a good start, obviously, so everybody stays engaged. But this is a big one, because going to Green Bay on a Thursday night is a tough ask for anybody in this league. That's not an excuse. I'm just simply saying that's a really good football team that's got all the juice, all the momentum. And now it depends on Micah Parsons' health, but still, a short turnaround road game against anybody is hard, let alone a Super Bowl aspiring team in Green Bay that might be ascending in everybody's power rankings. That's a tough ask. That makes this first one really paramount.
All right, speaking of that first one, let's get into the specifics. Let's get to our player to lock in on. Our player to lock in on, presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your hometown security team for auto keys and fobs. Visit baldinos.com.
This is boring. It's the player we talked about all offseason, the player we're talking about just now, not Jaden Daniels, but Terry McLaurin. Is he on a pitch count, or is he just Terry McLaurin? You trot him out there, let him run the full route tree, give him the full allotment of plays, or do you do what smart people like Kadri Ismail, Dan Orlovsky, and others have said? It's probably too much to ask. We may have to ease him in, dip his toe into the water a little bit to not risk injury, not risk some of those wear down situations that might affect him as the season goes, or God forbid, a pulled muscle or a strain or something to that effect. But I will be fascinated to see, because there's two camps. There's one, this dismissive, hand-waving, incredible confidence that, nope, it's him. He's Terry McLaurin. He doesn't need to practice, or he's in great shape. And did they sort of throw their hands up and say, he'll be fine, he'll just be himself? And then there's other people, I think, like me, who are maybe a little bit more worrywarts, make fun of me all you want, who are listening to people go, yeah, he probably will be on a pitch count. And Terry McLaurin's comment didn't sound like someone that was getting ready to go out there and do full sprints for 70 plays and block and everything else. So that's, to me, the player to focus in on, is what's he going to be? If he's himself in week one, I think most of the stuff I've said previously about their start and the offense being sluggish is wrong.
On offense, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, talk of camp, talk of the preseason. How many snaps? How many opportunities? Does he carry the load on first and second down, or is that Chris Rodriguez? Cannot wait to see Bill's debut after weeks of him being beloved by this fan base and his star rising to the point where he's the only guy, not named Jaden Daniels, with a top five selling jersey right now for the organization. Defensively, Frankie Louvu led the NFL at the linebacking position with 214 snaps last year, where he rushed the quarterback. He actually lined up on the line of scrimmage 67% of the time, about two-thirds of the time, on third and fourth down. I think there's a chance he has a sack and a half, two sacks in this game, especially missing your top tackle. Russell Wilson's not a guy anymore that, I mean, he's slippery in the pocket, but he's not fast. He's not getting away from Frankie Louvu. I would be surprised if Louvu doesn't end up with at least a sack in this football game. He's a player I'm locking in on defensively. Danny, that brings us to our final game predictions. You have said you are going to go with the Giants to kick off the season. Collective boos all over the DMV
you
in their
hear
cars.
Them, yes.
What's the score going to be?
16-15. Horrendous. Gross. Awful. Unaesthetic. Just a downright tough time. A tough watch in this one. It'll come down to a missed extra point, and Washington will not end the game with the football. It'll be a last-second field goal for the Giants to win this one. 16-15. Sending the locals home unhappy.
I want to edit from Darris. on like that exact prediction and how many times you've done, I don't know about 16, 15, but like the 1 point loss where it's gross and it's unesthetic and they miss an extra point. I mean, it just seems like a bygone era with Ron Rivera. I've heard that pick so many times.
And Spurrier and everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone. Hey, there were some of those games along the way, to your credit. You pick it a lot, you're going to get it plenty of the time. I'm going to say winner, winner, chicken dinner, 24-20. Washington beats the Giants, escapes with a victory despite a scare. I think it's going to be closer than people want. But I think Daniels makes a couple of big plays in the fourth quarter to get him over the hump. Our football conversation today brought to you by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL games all season long. Juicy matchup, Detroit and Green Bay, to get it started this week. Starts at $30, $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Thanks to Darius and our producers, Clary, wherever he's at. We're doing the Clary bit today, by the way.
We're full Clary.
Danny at his house, me at my house. Thanks for listening. Real-life full shows next week on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.